Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we continue to explore the strange, the unknown, disappearing people, is it possible, Steve, then, that Bigfoot is nabbing these young people? And since we can't find the Bigfoot, we can't find them. But then one of the theories about Bigfoot, and we mentioned this somewhat when we talked to Stan Gordon last week, is that they pop in and out from another dimension or reality. So would that be a possibility, if we're going to look at paranormal explanations, Steve, that when these people are being nabbed, they're going to this other reality, which is why they never get back and there's no sign of them anymore?
Yeah, I think that's as plausible as any of the other explanations. Either something like you mentioned, Bigfoot comes out of that dimension, takes them back with it, or they somehow inadvertently walk through a portal, or I've heard stories of that, people that have been missing and have returned, where they just suddenly, even though they know they were on a trail, they suddenly weren't. Nothing looked familiar. They look behind them. The area that they just come from doesn't look like where they just passed through. In some cases, they've even heard and seen the searchers off in a distance, but it's like the searchers can't see or hear them, but yet they can see the searchers, but can never get close enough to them. I think there's some sort of parallel dimension or alternate reality or something there. And sometimes there's just a little, I've heard it described as two pieces of silk and they touch together. And when they touch, sometimes things from one piece of silk sticks to the other and then they pull apart. Things get transferred that way. There's been a lot of stories like that of people that have disappeared and found themselves in another place that they didn't recognize. There'll usually be a time loss or gain with that. Some instances, person was maybe missing for days, yet in their own judgment of time, they'd only been missing for a few minutes. And then there's the other side of that. There's people that have been missing for a few minutes. They claim they were in some other place for days. There was one little girl that disappeared that claimed she was in a place where it never got dark, and she had been missing for 2 or 3 days, but she said the sun never set.
Maybe she was in northern Scandinavia. You know, I just made a note here on a piece of paper that I want to bring up right now, because I know, Steve, that you are personally also interested in ghosts. You mentioned this a long time ago, earlier in the show, through your grandmother and so on, and I know you have a personal interest in ghosts. Let me put it this way, you know, over here in Europe, we were all, the Romans were all over the place here, this country, and then, you know, all the neighboring countries were Romanized. When I walk through the woods and just sit there, and I wonder, what is buried below my feet or within a few feet of me here? Where did the Romans bury their dead? Where did the Celts bury their dead? You know, we've lost track of this. And I wonder the same thing about North America and other parts of the world. I'd like to bring this up, too, in a moment about places beyond the United States. You know, ghosts, the woods. Somehow I can imagine, I have a fantastic mind. I don't mean in terms of genius, but I mean fantasy. I can fantasize that wooded areas were always a favorite to bury the dead. It's just a theory of mine. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, we go back, I mean, and we talk about native peoples and beyond them, you know, even prehistorically, what happened to these people? And I wonder if some of the disappearances, if we really want to get supernatural now, were somehow the victims of returning spirits who maybe, you know, were defending their graves or something like that. I guess you see where I'm going, but it's a bit of a fantastic theory or speculation. But I wonder, I mean, it's as valid as any other incredible theory, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. And there have been reportings of that, like in the UK. I know there's a very famous there area there, I think it's part of the National Trust now, where they have seen apparitions of Roman soldiers marching through the basement, but at a different level and coming through the wall and stuff, and that's what they presumed was, and then found out later that it was indeed true that the old Roman road was much lower and passed right through where the house is, and then everything was built on top of that. So that's the thing, you know, particularly with countries like that that have a lot of history going way, way back. You don't know what's been on that ground before or what's happened there. And then there's a very interesting theory about some of those type hauntings, the stone tape theory, where the granite or whatever rock was used in the building material has somehow captured something and is replaying it. And you think about that, and it sounds kind of outlandish and really out there, but audio tape or videotape, all that is mylar plastic with ferrous oxide particles on it, and one head on the machine records and the other plays back. So I could see how with the right combination of rock or crystal or whatever that you could capture that, and under the right conditions it just spontaneously plays back. I mean, think about a crystal, you can put that in your watch and it'll run. The old census band radios, you had to buy a crystal to put in it for the different channels that you wanted.
Right.
Likewise, the old crystal radios. I was talking about that recently on a show. Then somebody thought I was making that up, and I'm like, no, you can make a crystal set. And I sent them a link on the internet, and they were just absolutely blown away. But when I was a kid, we did that in the Cub Scouts. We took like a toilet paper or a paper towel tube and some copper wire and a razor blade and a thumbtack and a piece of quartz and made a radio receiver out of it, you know?
Sure.
Foxhole radio.
Sure. I'm a radio ham, by the way. HB9ASQ, Hotel Bravo 9 Alpha Sierra Quebec. So I know what you're saying is absolutely right. And, you know, you jogged my memory there. We're going back a long, long time. Science Fiction Theater. It used to be 30-minute programs. I think it was on CBS years and years ago. And it was fascinating stories. A precursor to The Twilight Zone, actually. Mm-hmm. A science fiction theater came out. And I remember there was an episode there where exactly what you were just talking about, Steve. What some scientist invented a machine, a device, that could play back historic moments in audio based on rocks that had absorbed the sound of that moment.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and it just occurred to me when you, well, why not? I mean, who knows what's in those rocks? And often on this program and others, I mean, people are saying, you know, talking about, for example, back engineering. You know, it's not easy to back engineer because you have to understand the technology or the science involved to be able to back engineer. And maybe we see all these rocks lying around there. Maybe they're containing incredible historic documents, maybe video, audio. We just don't know how to access it. So I like your theory a lot, Steve. I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's not my original theory, but just one that I've heard that sounds plausible. But, yeah, I think there are a lot of things that may be natural. We just don't understand it yet. And I've heard that also as an explanation for a lot of the spook lights that they see along old disused railroad beds, that they think it may have to do with the competition or the composition of said railroad beds, the layers that they put before they put the cross ties and the rails down. They use certain types of rock and gravel and dirt and things to build those beds up.
Yeah, ballast they call it.
Yeah. So I've heard that as a reason behind the spook lights, where they see a train light coming down the track where there hadn't been a train through there in 100 years, and maybe the track's not left. Track's been pulled up, the cross ties have rotted, but you've still got those layers of whatever they use there to build the roadbed.
We're going to get into more of this infrastructure, which is a big subject nowadays, in a few moments. We have Steve Stockton, first time he's joining us on the PowerCast. We started off with strange disappearances because we have these events that never seem to be explained satisfactorily. And the books he's written, National Park Mysteries and Disappearances, Volume 1 and Volume 2 from Beyond the Fray Publishing. You have a whole bunch of titles that are fascinating. Steve, Gina, and Bob, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, of all these strange things happening, Steve, have you, in your travels, run across people who are trying to put one over on you?
Not as much as you would think, but mostly because the stories that I've collected from, say, my first book, Strange Things in the Woods, that was family and family friends, people that my parents and grandparents knew and things like that. And a lot of them were reticent to talk about it in the first place. Some people were a little more willing at first, and then others, you know, you had to kind of drag it out of them with a chain just for fear of being ridiculed or told that they were crazy or something. But I've had a few stories here and there that I personally didn't really believe at first. But I'll give you a good example of that. I used to work with a guy that was from New Hampshire, and he told me about, this was in the early 80s, and he told me about, he was hiking somewhere in a state park there, and he'd stepped off the trail to relieve himself, and under some pine trees, he found some wallets and some pocketbooks, and they're under the pine needles and stuff, and he starts kind of shuffling them around and said, there's ID in there and credit cards, and it scared him. And he said, you know, I'm decided that this is probably a serial killer's dumping ground. If I scratch around too much, I'm going to dig up a body or something. And he got out of there, took off. Now, he told me this, like, in, I think around 83, 84. And that was one of those I was thinking, eh, right, that sounds kind of hokey. But again, I put it in the book. I didn't discount it. Well, then while I was doing research for something else, I found a police report from New Hampshire about the same time where a park employee had done the same thing. They found all these wallets, pocketbooks, just as this person had described it years and years ago. But it turned out it wasn't a serial killer, which was what the Park Service employee thought too. But it was somebody that was, and I can't remember the name of the hospital, but there was a particular hospital that they were going into the employee dressing room and stealing their pocketbooks and wallets and things like that, taking the cash out of them and then throwing the rest of it in the woods in the national park. So sometimes there is, you know, just a fairly normal, benign explanation for things. It wasn't a serial killer or anything like that. But when I first heard that story, I had my doubts. And then years later, got provenance on it, and I was happy at that point that I included it in there. And that was just somebody that I'd worked with. I didn't really know him that well. It's a little harder sometimes, but the way I look at it, I try to keep an open mind. Some of the things that I've seen and personally witnessed myself, it would sound unbelievable coming from somebody, or me telling it to somebody that didn't know me or things like that. So I try to keep an open mind, and I'm a storyteller. I'm a raconteur. I'm not here to vet the stories. I'm not looking for proof or evidence or anything like that. I'm collecting the stories. And what that does in a lot of cases, that's one of the most favorite episodes that I have on my YouTube channel is Listener Stories, where I invite people to write in things that have happened to them. I narrate it and put it on there. And so many people will say, you know, I'm so glad you're doing this because this had happened to me. I've kept it to myself. I mean, I get stories where they say, even my family doesn't know this. I've never mentioned this to my spouse, but here's my story, what happened to me. So it's kind of opening things up and giving people a platform where they can come in and not feel judged and not feel like they're going to be told they're crazy or they're making it up or whatever. So, and I'm sure there's some things that do get by that have been at least expounded on a little more. You know, people tend to exaggerate sometimes, but then some of the stories, just the way they are, even understated, it's frightening as hell. I mean, there's a supernatural element there, and turns out a lot of people have had experiences. The majority of people have had some sort of paranormal experience, and a lot of them will even say, well, I've never had anything strange happen to me, but there was this one time. And then they launch into a story like, well, yeah, that was a ghost, or that was this, or that was that. You know, it was unexplainable anyway.
The other day I was going to the doctor for what they call a stress test to check the functions of your heart. Don't let me get into the raw details. It's not worth it. Anyway, I was talking with a fellow patient, and she asked what I did for a living, and I mentioned the Paracast, and she said, you know, I saw a UFO. And that always happens. Somebody you run into somewhere saw something strange, and she goes into this, and it's a pretty typical kind of UFO that doesn't seem to be anything normal. Obviously, she had no motive to make it up for this crazy old guy sitting near her who's waiting to have his heart checked out. But this is so typical. There are so many people out there. I know the late Stanton Friedman, who gave lots and lots of UFO lectures. He'd ask people, have you seen a UFO? And lots of people would raise their hand. And the next question, how many of you have reported that sighting and very few people raised their hand. A lot of people out there, as you say, Steve Stockton, have had strange encounters that they really don't talk much about. Do you have many cases of people almost being captured by something and escaping, like yourself there, where you felt like you might go to sleep, and fortunately you caught yourself and you're still here to tell the tale?
Not as many of those as there are, you know, people that actually disappeared and then were found under strange circumstances. But there are people that felt like they were being chased. Read a story recently of a lady that was lost in the woods, and she could tell people were following her. She could see them off in the distance like they were hiding and watching her. And she started even finding stuff in trees like that had been left for her. She said that some of the trees, there were donuts in them and things like that. Like, who would do that? I mean, number one, if I'm lost in the woods and I think somebody's following me, I'm not going to be baited with a donut. I heard a similar story about a guy from your original neck of the woods, Pine Barrens in New Jersey, that was out in the middle of the whatever's there, nothing, I think, found a pizza. It's still in the box, fresh, just a pepperoni pizza sitting out in the middle of nowhere. And he's like, I thought, you know, was somebody trying to, was there a poison or some sleeping pills or something there? If I'd taken a slice of that and eaten it, what would have happened to me? But, you know, of course he didn't. So there's strange things that go on out there where it almost looks like people are trying to capture somebody or people are laying traps for a person. Another common theme that you hear is people will hear what sounds like a loved one that they know. I mean, a family member calling for them, maybe a wife, maybe a child, mother, aunt, uncle, calling their name. And it tends to come from some distance away or maybe inside a cave. But I'm sorry, if I'm out in the woods and I hear somebody calling my name from a cave, I'm going the other direction. I'm not going to, unless you're out there with me to begin with, I'm not going to fall for that one.
Well, so, Steve, I got to pick you up on this one because we go back to New Jersey again. In fact, there's a lot of weird stuff in New Jersey. And maybe, Gene, we might even do something about that one of these days.
Just to be blunt about it, there are sites in New Jersey with paranormal investigators. And we've had some people on, and we're looking to have another particular organization on in the near future with Bob and me. So stay tuned for that. I think in every state you can find somebody somewhere who has done or investigate something strange.
Yeah,
we have Steve Stockton joining us. Bob Zanotti is our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. Steve, we're going to hold over for after the PowerCast because we have so many stories to talk about. And we're barely scratching the surface. So we've got him roped in, and he's now a prisoner. So he can't leave till he finishes. I'm kidding. More to come with Gene and Bob and Steve. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed around 3:55 p.m. local time near the small town of Joplin, Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement.
Top House Democrats said they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week. Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas on Fox News Live, says Americans will be the losers.
Progressive Democrats would love to pass the reconciliation package. That would make them happy. Everyone would be happy if both passed, other than the American people.
This is USA Radio News. This week, a Massachusetts Superior Court judge refused to allow any delay of the state's vaccine mandate that is set to begin October 17th. The decision has already caused a wave of state troopers to file their paperwork to quit the force, and even more are expected to resign before the mandate kicks in. Dozens have already quit, according to the state police union boss Michael Shervin. The Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol issued its first round of subpoenas Thursday, targeting close aides and allies of former President Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't received one.
You know, I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show. This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again? But that's not what they're focused on.
This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
See, Bob Zanotti's getting his rope there, but he's in Switzerland, and Steve is in the Portland area. I'm in Arizona, roughly speaking in Maricopa County, which is a hotbed of strange activities. And we're going
strange
on.
Strange people, too.
Well, of course, I resemble that remark.
I can only get away with that with you, Gene. We've known each other for so many years. Needle, needle, dig, dig. All in jest, of course.
Yeah, he's not telling the truth there. He's very serious about it. Hate is passed back and forth through the screen. And we've got one of those screens where the hand comes out. Ever see those? You know, in one of these sci-fi movies where the hand comes out of the computer and grabs somebody by the neck.
Oh, wasn't that Japanese thing, remember? With the deceased lady who was found in the bottom of a well came out. What was it called? It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Of course, we recall Godzilla.
The American version.
We also recall the Mysterians.
The Japanese version was Ringu.
Which one was it?
Ring was the American version, and Ringu was the Japanese version, which I think was
right.
Far scarier and far scarier.
The Ring, that was it. I mean, that was really a scary movie. That was very, very scary. You know, I want to go back to something you said in the last episode, Steve, about voices coming out of strange places. I want to go back to strange New Jersey again, and exactly that same area. The Watchung Mountains, we were talking about the Jackson Whites. I remember my father taking me there years ago. We were doing some hiking around Ringwood, West Milford, places like that, very close to the New York State border. And there were some old mines, abandoned mines. And there are people who used to go in and investigate them. But the mines there, and I'm not making this up for effect, this is true. We were told, not simply because it was potentially dangerous physically, but there were always spooky stories told about these abandoned iron mines. They may have been copper or iron. I think they were mainly iron mines. And one of the old railroad lines went by there, the old Delaware Lackawanna, one of the lines went through there, abandoned. A friend of mine, who also used to be on my old show in New York called Coffee Clutch, Bill Paris, he and I went to school together, told a story about a friend of his who used to investigate the mines. That was his hobby. And he went to one of them one time and started to go down with a buddy, and they heard the sound of what he described as a generator and a glow coming from the bottom of the mine. And nobody in his right mind would have been in that mine. Now, I'm not saying anything. I'm not suggesting anything. But it's just one of these spooky stories that proves, as Shakespeare said in Hamlet, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamed of in your philosophy.
Indeed. Well, Tommyknockers. So that's in folklore, particularly the Welsh and the English that came from the coal miners there. They believed that there were a type of the fae that were present in the mines there. And they were mischievous, but they were mostly benevolent. And if they were in danger of, say, an explosion or a cave-in, or even a pocket of bad air, they would hear Tommyknockers, which they described as these little gnomes that were farther back in the mines or in the rock even, that would start knocking on the rock there and tell them, you know, hey, you better get out of here because something's going to happen. And in a lot of instances, when they heard the Tommyknockers, now, of course, they were a very superstitious lot anyway, but when they heard that knocking, they would leave the mine at least for a while, until they got the all clear. Like I said, it was mainly in Cornish and Welsh folklore, but I've heard of it here in the States too. Used to travel up into southeast Kentucky a lot. There's a lot of abandoned mines up there and old coal mining towns that are now ghost towns. And some of those miners from back in the hills would tell you stories of the Tommyknockers. And same thing, they would hear voices, they would hear baby crying or animals, like a dog or something barking way miles underground where there's no dog or anything down there. So anytime something like that happened, they considered it a supernatural thing, but also a warning or a harbinger of something bad about to happen, and they would get out at least till, you know, the air was checked and the things were firmed up, you know, to make sure it wasn't going to fall in on their heads. But that to me, that would be very frightening. I'm not a big fan of being underground anyway. I've done some caving. I've done some mine exploration, spelunking, whatever you want to call it. But just when you're under there and you start looking up and you're thinking about how immense and how heavy that earth is up above you and that it could fall in on you at any time, that's something that scares me. That's not supernatural. It's just the power of nature.
Well, don't forget, and I'm sure you don't, that there were so many mining accidents and so many people lost their lives in the mines. And if we want to get spiritualistic about it, I mean, how many trapped souls or spirits are still down there?
Yeah, indeed. And then the caving accidents. So there's a really famous case out of Mammoth Cave in Kentucky back in, I think it's around the 1920s, Floyd Collins, a local guy who famously got trapped in the mine, and they couldn't get him out in time before he perished. He was in there for days, and it captivated the nation. I mean, it was national news in the days of just newspapers and things and radio, and there were songs written about it and things like that. There's still activity there. There's some sort of, I don't know, like a speaker system set up into the mine where they can talk back and forth from where the gift shop and the ticket area is all the way down into the mine, an intercom system. And they said sometimes when it's closed and they know there's nobody down there, the cave itself is closed up and locked, something will key the intercom and they can hear occasionally mumbling or hear somebody breathing down there. There have also been reports of, and I don't have any idea how this figures into it, but they've seen a pair of legs, apparently dressed in overalls, wearing work boots, come running down the hill toward the main area there.
I want to ask you something here before we go to our next segment with regard to the sounds from the cave areas that were closed down. You don't think somebody finds a way to sneak in there, to break in there, and cause a little mischief?
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. But the way I understand, they have it locked up. Now, there's like an iron gate, like a jail cell door over it. And granted, somebody could have a way to sneak in there or tie into that intercom system somewhere between there and the gift shop. But there was no evidence of it found. And, you know, there's been other cases like that of disembodied voices that would come out of a place not by electronic means, just a place that was shut off that nobody could get to, that they could still hear things back in there. Another one I'm aware of is Cumberland Falls in Kentucky along the Cumberland River, in that area, Cumberland State Park. There's a cave behind the falls, and they've got it blocked off. People used to be able to go back there, but you can't get back there anymore. But I know people that have gone and snuck in there after hours. That's one of the two places in the world where you can see the moon bow, is at Cumberland Falls. The other one's in South Africa, I think, or maybe Australia. Anyway, I know people that have gone up there to try to witness the moon bow. The best time to see it is in, I think it's August, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they decided to see if they could sneak behind the falls, which they were able to get back there and get in the cave. And, again, this is 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody around. They're the only ones there. The park's officially closed at that point. You have to come in up the river. The parking area and all that's closed and gated off.
Let's break and then finish the story. Okay. Outside. I just think when you do things like that, you sneak into some place early in the morning, you're asking for trouble.
You're absolutely
That's what happens in all the horror films. Steve, Gene, and Bob, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
There is Bob Sinati sneaking into a cave at night, and we bring this intimate little recorder and pick up the voice. Of course, Bob has disappeared. We're now talking to his clone. Is that correct, Bob Sinati?
Well, actually, I have to say the favorite thing that you do here in the late night or early mornings, usually the very late night in the summer, you sneak into the public swimming pool and do skinny dipping with your friends.
This is a family radio show.
Well, this is a European voice speaking. We do things differently here.
Yes, they do. Steve Stockton, you're telling us this story, but you're asking for trouble to be about at that time of the morning.
Go places where you're not supposed to go. That's the best time for something supernatural to happen. It appears. Well, these guys have snuck into the park. They've gone behind the falls. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they hear from way back in the back of the cave what sounds like a small group of people singing a hymn. They couldn't pick out quite the tune of the words, but they could tell it sounded like church music. No pun intended, they got the hell out of there. That, to me, would be frightening. Anything, to hear a voice in there, but to hear what sounds like a group of people singing a hymn in a place that nobody's supposed to be at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Steve, I got to tell you this. You just really knocked this into my mind. In the German language, the word for hell and cave are the same.
Ah, okay.
Die Hölle, the cave, the hell. Hell and cave are the same word in German.
Fascinating. You see a lot of things like that. There's kind of a name game that happens, like we were talking about, you know, places with devil names or ghost names or Satan named or whatever, you know, Devil's Tower, Devil's Guts, Devil's Punch Bowl, Devil's Hot Tub.
Devil's Hot Tub?
Yeah, that's actually a place. I think it's in the Mojave, a big depression in the rock. And when it fills up with water certain times of the year, then people sit in that. Not quite a hot spring, but sort of.
Gene, you have the Devil's Highway there in Arizona, Route 666.
Right. And I guarantee you I've never driven on it.
Well, they had to change the name because people kept stealing the sign. I had a report sent to me of a guy that encountered some sort of a shapeshifter or skinwalker or something along that route back in the, just in the 70s or something. He was going to college in Colorado. His folks lived in Utah, and that was the way he went back home. He encountered this hairy-looking hitchhiker that he decided not to pick up. and then encountered the same guy several times, each time farther along and farther away, and he looked a little shaggier each time, and then eventually it became, I don't know, a dog man or something like that. He attributed it to, there's a curse on that area.
Hey, you know, we don't have much time left, and we had one more question left from the forums, Bob.
You know, we need more time. We just got started here. I have a question that came up from Cy Chris. It's an interesting question for you, Steve. Have any new and different black-eyed kids accounts come across your desk recently?
I have gotten some recently within the last year or so. They'll be in a compilation of listener stories coming up, because that's where it came from. It's not any accounts where I've gone out and personally investigated. I mean, I had my own encounter with the black-eyed kids back in the 90s, and that's the most frightened I've ever been. I mean, I've been chased by things in the woods that I couldn't see. Another friend and I saw later on what I believed to be a Wendigo, but the scariest thing I ever encountered was two little girls with solid black eyes in a parking lot at around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Before, we're running out of time, but, you know, this is an international program based in the U.S., but, of course, a lot of listeners in other places, also in Canada. And, of course, as I needn't tell you, there are huge, vast, wild areas in Canada, I think especially of Western Canada, British Columbia, and so on. And there must be lots of similar reports of missing people from up there, too.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be as many. There are quite a few in certain places in Canada. British Columbia springs to mind, and then some of the maritime provinces. There are a lot of Great Lakes, a lot of missing people there. And, of course, those can kind of be understandable with the conditions. Same with Alaska. There are all kinds of missing people in Alaska. But, again, that may be attributable to natural, normal factors.
You don't see so much supernatural involved there.
It doesn't appear that way. I mean, again, you never know when somebody disappears, they disappear. You don't, may never know the reason. Yeah. But to me, it's more explainable as weather phenomena or the harsh environment and things like that with Alaska. But there are some strange ones there. I mean, there are people that have just flat disappeared without leaving any trace behind, which that in and of itself is the unusual part.
Well, that begs the question, what the heck is wrong with the United States? Everybody disappears in the United States. I find that bizarre in itself.
Yeah. And really I have friends in the UK, and they said, well, number one, we don't have like national parks really over here or any place for them to go missing, but you have similarities in certain things. Like there's whatever it is known as the pusher in Manchester, where they keep finding these young men, that there's surveillance going into the pub, none of them ever coming out, and then they'll find them in the canal there in Manchester a few days or a few weeks later. If you've ever been in England or been there recently, it is the most surveilled place I've ever seen. There's more CCTV.
Oh, they've got closed-circuit TV. There is practically every square inch of the country is under surveillance.
Yeah, but yet they can't catch these people putting people in the canal. Yeah, I thought Las Vegas had a lot of surveillance. I mean, there's eye in the sky there. It's all over the place, but the UK has more by far. But there are similar cases here. I recently did a video on the theory of the smiley face killers, where similar circumstances, young men, usually college age, go out for a night drinking with friends. At some point, they get separated. There's usually video evidence of them going in a bar and not coming back out, or if they do come back out, they go a different direction or they go a different way than they normally would go to get back to where they're staying or their car. They end up disappearing. Sometimes they'll be gone for a few days, up to a few weeks, and then the body will be found in the water. The cause of death is rarely drowning, and a lot of times they're unable to determine how they died, other than that they were dead when they were put in the water. A lot of those cases, if they bother to test for GHB, which I can't remember what that is, it's a chemical drug that was came up with as a type of anesthetic. butyrol. I can't remember what the GHB stands for, but a lot of times if they bother to test for it and it's not something they normally test for, it will be found in their bloodstream. And it's almost like a sex assault type drug, you know, where you have no memory, where you continually blackout, come to, but you're powerless to stop what's going on.
Tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do. Do you have a website?
I don't have a website at this time. I've got one in development. It'll be a while. The easiest place to find me is on YouTube. Missing Persons and Mysteries is my YouTube channel over there. We just hit, I think, 112,000 subscribers. I'm on Facebook, and my books are available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. My publisher likes for me to say that. Got Strange Things in the Woods, which combines that book and the second one, More Strange Things in the Woods. Those are made into one volume. Got My Strange World, which is stories of things that have happened to me personally. See, I wrote a book with Cisco Murdoch called We're All Children of the Wilderness of the Afterlife, A Guided Tour Through a Haunted Life. That's mainly her stories, but I provide anecdotal stuff in that. And then this new series I'm working on, National Park Mysteries and Disappearances. Volume 1 is all about the Great Smoky Mountains. Volume 2, which just came out last month, it's California, covers mainly Yosemite, Joshua Tree, and Mount Shasta. And then I'm currently at work on Volume 3, which is going to be out mid-December.
You find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Find us on Facebook, look for the Paracast. Find our branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. Pick the T-shirts, the throw pillows, lots of really good stuff. The caps, the baseball caps too, with the Paracast logo. You can also subscribe to the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, where Steve's going to stick around and talk about more stuff, a lot more stuff. And we also offer this show free of the network ads. We have a special deal now. If you order a lifetime subscription, use the coupon code UFO20 for a 20% discount to Paracast.plus. Steve Stockton, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.